depth of voice in there, John.
Why, it's weird that we're running promos for ourselves within our own show, but I guess it's the 2 days before Christmas. Who cares? Mason and Ireland show, and now we get to talk to one of our favorite guys. Many of you know the name Andre Ingram. Andre has been in the G League for a long time. He got kind of his 15 minutes of fame, for lack of a better term, when he was called up to the Lakers in 2018 and made the most of it. When they told him to shoot, he did shoot. He played well, and we all interviewed him for a couple of weeks back then. And Andre is back in the G League. He's 36. He played for the South Bay Lakers this weekend in Las Vegas at the G League Showcase. And in a strange twist, appeared on Wheel of Fortune and won $31,000. Andre, thank you for doing this for us, man. How you been?
I've been great, dog. Good to hear from you, man. Things are going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Well, first of all, how did you get on Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, man. Okay, so the whole process started pretty much around when the pandemic did. You know, this was April of 2020 when I sent in or submitted an online video to kind of like, you know, audition for the show. It was crazy, man. The pandemic hit. I knew we weren't going to be doing anything for a while. I had just ended my season even before the pandemic with a torn pec, and it didn't look good for the G League to have another season the next season. So I'm like, man, there's any time to try out. It's going to be now, you know, to
yeah.
be on the show. I'm a lifelong fan, so it wasn't just something to do.
So when you say lifelong fan, what do you mean?
Yeah, so this is like, you know, growing up, my dad's a Jeopardy guy. I'm a Wheel guy, and we're Daniel family, period. So Family Feud, Price is Right, you know, all those things, you know, during the day, during the evening. We watch as a family growing up. And I guess my wife is forced to now, you know, because I do it still. As I'm watching the show and, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, no one's going outside. No one's doing anything but watching TV and eating. You know, they're still saying that, hey, we're still doing online tryouts. If you want to audition for the show, I'm thinking I won't be going anywhere anytime soon. Like, this is the only opportunity to do it. So why not, you know?
All right. So you did well. I'm not a Wheel watcher like you are, Andre. You did well. You won $31,000. Is it a game of skill? Do you feel like once you felt like you got on the show, you send in your audition video. I'm sure there was a process. You worked your way onto the show. Once you got there, were you confident that you could win, or is it more luck once you get to that final three sitting around the wheel?
All right, I can tell you, walking into the building, I was confident of my skill. Spinning the wheel and the letters actually coming up on the board, it was like stage fright. It was crazy. You know, they tell you even before you get on, the easiest place to play the game is at home. They're so right. You know, I'm the man at home. I solve every puzzle. I know what letter to call, all those things. And I get up there, and as much as I watch the show, you know, you just freeze. And it's like you can't breathe. And I'm like, man, what is going on here? So it looked like I did pretty well. And, you know, if I was at home, I probably would have got more than 31,000. It was something, man. It was really something.
So when they tape it, you know, when my brother was on Jeopardy, okay, and he said weirdest thing was you tape like a week of shows in one day. So you don't know what day of the week you're going to be on, but it's, you know, you're kind of sitting there and maybe you're on a Thursday or you're going to be on a Friday. So you watch everybody else get their whole week done. And then all of a sudden here comes yours. And he goes, it was over so fast. Like, you just can't, but like all this preparation, all this anticipation, excitement. And then it's like, boom, over, done. Like, how fast was it for you?
It was extremely fast. So the entire day, you're there at the studio the entire day. I got there at 6 in the morning. I didn't get back to the hotel till 7 in the evening. Like, that's how long a day you're there.
It's in Burbank, right, Andre? They do it in Burbank? Culver City. Okay.
Culver City, yep. And while you're there and they're prepping you for the show, they tell you, hey, you know, make sure you take all this in. You know, you guys want to win money. Everybody does. But you're going to miss the experience if you blink, because it's going to be over just like that. And like I said, we were there for 12, 13 hours. But the taping and actually do it, it was every bit of 15 minutes. It was gone so fast.
No kidding.
And, so I really took to heart what they said and enjoyed seeing Pat and Vanna and doing all of those things. It was amazing.
We're talking to Andre Ingram from the South Bay Lakers, and he won $31,000 and change last week as episode aired on Wheel of Fortune. Now, are you up to speed on this controversy with the woman and the Audi from a couple of nights ago?
Look, I am not. I asked my dad about it. I do just in the showcase. So, you know, only time I'm not watching is when we're playing games. Funny story, I was actually playing games during the airing of my show. So I am not. Can you catch it to me up on it?
Yeah, now I'll even play it for you. Here's what happened. There's a part of this, and maybe I didn't see your episode, so maybe you got to do this, but there's a part of this where she has 10 seconds to kind of sound it out. And I'm going to I'll play it for you, and you can hear how it plays out, and then I'm going to ask you about it. Go ahead and play it, Jorge.
Gotcha.
All right. What are you doing is the category. You have 10 seconds to try to talk it out. Good luck.
Choosing the right card.
No.
Choosing the right... word.
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words, including the word word, but as you know, it's got to be more or less continuous. We'll allow for a little pause, but not 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay, Andre, that Pat didn't give her the car. Were you, now, as somebody who was playing the game, were you aware of that rule that you had to give an answer continuously?
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay, so that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's not something he made up. And I'll tell you this. I'll go a step further. Like, you know, Pat Sajak does an amazing job of even aiding you throughout the game while you're spinning, while you're playing the game. If it's a rule that you don't know about that would help you at the time, he'll tell you, you know. So, yeah, that one is definitely a rule. It's not one of those things, well, hey, the agency's being tight. Okay, they don't want to give up a car.
Yeah, yeah. Dre, here's the happy ending. Audi, the company, saw it and gave her the A3 anyway. They said, hey.
Get out of here.
No, they did. They came out the next day and said, hey, we think you're a winner, and they gave her the A3. Okay, so I don't want to spend all our time talking about the wheel because you were at the G League Showcase this past weekend, and some of your teammates got called up. Matt McClung got called up. Mason Jones got called up. Is there a chance that – I know you're older, and they tend not to call up older guys, but you were pretty old in 2018 when they called you up. Is there a chance your phone might ring here?
Yeah, I'm hoping so, John. I mean, that's still the only reason to play in the G League, whether you're 36, 40, or 26. Doesn't matter, man. You know, that's the only reason to play in the G League, and still the same case for me. So, yeah, I'm hoping that phone rings.
Okay,
I think I'm, you know, feel like I'm moving well enough to still go after it. So that's why I'm out there trying to do the same thing those guys did. Yep.
All right, so tell us about Mason Jones, the guy you've been playing with a little bit that got called up to the Lakers. What's he like?
Yeah, Mason came to us really early on in the season, maybe after our first game he joined, and he's been with us since. Excellent scorer, but excellent, you know, ball handler as well. This is my first experience playing with him or seeing him, period. I hadn't played with him against him before. That's rarity for me to say for anybody in the G League. And so seeing his game, playing with him, practicing with him, he's you want him with the ball in his hands. He's an excellent playmaker, and if he doesn't have the ball in his hands, he can play off ball as well. We had some guards that – we have plenty of playmakers, so, you know, there were times where he was off the ball as well, kind of showcasing his shooting skills. So, obviously, really good three-point shooter, but also excellent playmaker as well. So, you know, talk about that offensive end. It's really, you know, no position you can't put him in terms of 1, 2, and 3. And then defensively, good body size guard, you know, to play the point guard position like he did for us. I mean, he's, what, 6'4", 6'5", and good body, good frame. And actually, that frame you see now, he has worked extremely hard to get to the frame he has now. He told us a story that he was once, you know, well into the 230s, 240s, you know, that range of weight, maybe even higher than that. So what you see now is a guy who had lost a lot of weight to – you know, get to the playing weight that he is now. So, yeah, what a story.
Andre, what is it like in the G League right now where, I mean, you really, truly do have a great opportunity? It used to be just, you know, 5 or 6 guys would get called up every year. Now it's like everyone is getting called up during the stage right now.
Like 5 or 6 guys on the team right now.
You don't even know what team you're going to get called up to. Mac McClung's on the Bulls. It's not just who, you're not just a feeder for the organization that you're associated with. What's that like?
Yeah. That was one of the early benefits of the G League, that even when it was the D League, the ability to get called up by any team. Because at that time, we didn't have the one-to-one correlation like we do. But it's an exciting time for a G League player. To be honest with you, like, the number one thing right now is make sure you're available. They talk about availability all the time. Obviously, not in terms of the, you know, COVID. They talk about it in terms of injury and taking care of your body.
Yeah.
But now we are talking about it in terms of what decisions you make, you know, outside of the court and where you're going and what you're doing and just staying safe. So you never know. Just the fact that you are available and, you know, if you're playing well, that's a bonus too. but you can end up anywhere, not just with your home team. So guys are extremely excited about that. So Showcase was kind of crazy this year in that respect.
And Andre, excluding yourself, obviously you mentioned you want your phone to ring, and you're a shooter, so it might ring. People are always looking for shooters. Is there anybody you're playing with now or you're played against this weekend in the Showcase that you say to yourself, man, I can't believe that guy hasn't been called up yet?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we got one on our team, made the All-Showcase team, Paris Bass. He is a 3-4 for us, and you talk about a guy that can handle, can shoot it, and just has all the offensive tools that you could ask for. And on the rebounding end as well, you talk about defensively, there's really nothing Paris Bass cannot do, and he's been probably our most consistent high-level player throughout the year. So that's the name that, you know, most people probably don't know, Paris Bass. But obviously, we have Frank Mason, you know. So,
right.
You know, Frank Mason is another name that, you know, as with Mac McClung, I just think it's a matter of time for Frank and Paris as well. Tend to how those things go. You know, you're playing well enough and, you know, showing that high-level consistency like those guys do. It's a matter of time.
Well, listen, man, I'm rooting for you to get called up again. I know you had that kind of magic carpet ride when you got those two games at the end of 2018, which I thought was incredibly cool. But if this story, if you get another bite at the apple and this story has like, you know, when you write a book and you come back 2 years later and you add to the book, I think it would be awesome.
Aren't they making a movie about you? I think when you got called up the first time, aren't they doing that?
Yeah, that was – so that worked slower than Wheel of Fortune in terms of getting that off. I don't know when we'll see Ramona, but I'm hoping it's sometime soon. But, yeah, if they're going to wait till I'm done, then they might be waiting a while. Who knows?
Who's playing you in the movie? Like, who's going to play Andre Ingram?
You know what? Look, Denzel's not too old to do anything. So, like, that's like every kid's hope. Every like black kid's hope. Just put Denzel on it. You know,
well,
make
him
my father.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., our buddy, he's a huge Lakers fan, would love to do it. Shea loves to ball, but he'd have to lose some weight to play you. He knows that. He's more of a Charles Barkley power forward type at this point. But he would.
No,
he would
I
love
got
to do it.
And we can fix the hair too. We give him a little great color and it'd be all right.
There you go. Well, listen, Andre, we always love catching up with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Congrats on the Wheel of Fortune thing, and fingers crossed. I hope you'll be one of the guys we're talking to at Laker games real soon.
Me as well. Hey, Merry Christmas to you both. I appreciate you.
All right, there's Andre Ingram and Ramona. That would be fun if he got to come up again. He was
very
so,
cool.
He was such a good guy. Was so appreciative of it the last time that it would be great to kind of revisit that. But
I gotta be honest, when he got called up, that felt like a long time ago. I'm like, oh, he's still playing.
Believe it or not, that was 2018.
Wow,
was 3 years ago. So that he got called up for the last two games of the season. All right, so coming up next, did you watch or pay attention to the Jake Paul knockout over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk to you about that coming up because we haven't brought it up yet on the show. Still to come, lie of the day. Ramona, I'm assuming you've told the lie.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to say.
I'm not sure what it is. All right, so that's coming up at 3:30, and then my game of games today, Ramona and Greg and Jorge with a chance to score some end-of-the-month points. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Beach Boys with a little Christmas music. Last show before Christmas, last hour here of the show before Christmas. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Ramona has lie of the day. I'm not, Bergman, you have any idea what her lie is?
Not a clue in the world.
Ooh, it must mean I'm getting good at it.
Yeah, you are, because I'm going to have to go back through it. I know it's not your brother was on Jeopardy. I know that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what else. Okay, so we'll think about that. All right, so we've got some breaking news about the Rams game. If you're joining us late, we had some news off the top of the show. Cam Akers has been activated by the Rams. They're getting their best running back back into the fold. We don't know how much he's going to play on Sunday, but he is active and now they'll have him for the stretch run here. This just in, Ramona, Dalvin Cook, who is the leading rusher for Minnesota, one of the leading rushers in the entire NFL, just went on to the COVID list right now. So he's out for the Ram game on Sunday, unless he has two positive tests, maybe tomorrow and Saturday, but highly unlikely. So the Rams won't have to deal with Dalvin Cook on Sunday. And Dalvin Cook is probably the most leaned on running back in the NFC. I mean, other than Derrick Henry, he's the guy that gets the ball the most. So that's a big break for the Rams. You know, we certainly hope Dalvin's okay. But the fact that he's not going to play changes the complexion of that game Sunday at 10 a lot.
A lot. And we were, you know, the Rams are on a short week. The Vikings are on a short week. I mean, it's just, I just think that's just how sports is right now. You know, I don't know how long this is going to last for the, you know, the next month or so, but I think, you know, every team is going to have key players. I mean, you could have said the same thing about the Rams when they had to play in Arizona and they lost all their guys. You know, it's kind of is what it is. And sometimes it means that your team's at a really bad disadvantage. And other times there's a Ewing effect that happens where everybody else steps up.
So that game is Sunday at 10. Tonight, the Lakers play at Staples Center. Trevor Ariza went on to the health and safety protocol list today. So Ariza is out tonight, along with a handful of other Lakers. Frank Vogel won't coach. He's still on the health and safety protocol list. Along with Ariza, Kent Bazemore, Malik Monk, Avery Bradley, and Austin Reeves all in protocol and remain unavailable. Of course, Anthony Davis is unavailable. So the Lakers have beaten the Spurs already twice this season, but in both games, Momo, Anthony Davis was the leading scorer. He scored 35 points in the first win, 34 in the second win. LeBron was injured, didn't play in either game. DeJounte Murray had a triple-double in both games for the Spurs. So we'll see if the Lakers can snap their three-game losing streak tonight. But I find it hard to even call these guys the Lakers because they're so shorthanded. Mm-hmm. In these past three games that they've lost, I'm like, well, yeah, but they don't have anybody, and they don't have their coach, and they don't have Anthony Davis. I know every team goes through stuff, but this is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I just, again, this is sports in 2021 right now. It's just where it is, and like you know, Adrian Wojnarowski and Baxter Holmes had a good story today on ESPN about just kind of what all these teams are going through, right? The Kings have had an outbreak. The Bulls have had an outbreak. Lakers, it's, you know, when it starts on your team, it like, you know, it looks like the Pistons are having an outbreak. The Timberwolves, it's just kind of going through the league. And, you know, it's going to hit every team eventually. You know, the teams that it hasn't hit so far, it doesn't look like the Warriors have had much of an outbreak or the Suns. That's the Christmas Day game that seems the most intact to me. But I don't know. Let's see what it's only Thursday, John.
right. Okay. Thursday. So I mentioned I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Jake Paul knocked out Paul Woodley over the weekend. Woodley is a former MMA fighter. So he's not a traditional boxer, but he threw a roundhouse right that just dropped this guy with one punch. And Ramona, some people think Jake and Logan Paul are jokes, that they're bad for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
What I would compare it to is, you know, when the UFC first came along, everybody poo-pooed it and said that these guys weren't real fighters and Conor McGregor was a joke and blah, blah, blah. This celebrity boxing is a real thing. Just because he might not be able to fight a traditional heavyweight contender right now doesn't mean that people aren't interested. I'm not so sure I don't buy Jake Paul's next fight. How about you?
I don't even think it matters anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, this was never really about legitimacy. He's fighting MMA fighters, and it's a totally different sport. I mean, we saw that with Conor McGregor when he fought Floyd Mayweather. I mean, you know, Conor can represent, but Floyd was carrying him the whole time. You know, it was if they fought an MMA fight, I think Conor would kick Floyd's butt. Okay, because it would be a totally different sport. But I think the Jake Paul and Logan Paul thing, I think this only ends one way. Ready? Floyd Mayweather. He's going to wait till they have enough fights, till it gets big enough, and then Floyd will get in the ring with him, and they'll make a bazillion dollars. He'll carry probably Jake. He seems like the better of the two, right?
Right.
He'll carry him for a couple of rounds and then knock him out, or you know, some version of what he did with Connor. It's all entertainment now. There's legitimate boxing and then there's entertainment boxing. And they're actually making more doing entertainment boxing right now.
Right. And by the way, Jake posted his boxing bucket list today.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One, Canelo Alvarez. Okay. Two, Floyd Mayweather. Because of what you're talking about. How about this? Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that'll totally happen.
Tyson Fury.
Why not?
And number five, Dana White.
Okay. So he'll never fight Tyson Fury or Canelo. Maybe in 20 years when they're old and washed up or something. Right. But he could totally fight Floyd Mayweather. Like Floyd is real. It's become almost like professional wrestling, like WWE, where you have somebody who could, you know, you can carry you for a while. He can sell the fight, makes you look good. Like Floyd's really good at that. So in the exhibition things that he has done, he sells it. And I think that there's a lot of money to be made off of these. And whenever Floyd talks about it, it sounds arrogant or it sounds ridiculous, but this is 100% true. Whoever gets to fight Floyd Mayweather, God bless you. You're going to make a lot of money. He's not going to really hurt you. And you're going to raise your profile. I mean, it's like handing somebody a check for $100 million.
Right. And
Conor McGregor never has to work again.
You know, it's not real, blah, blah, blah.
It's not real.
It doesn't, like you said, it doesn't really matter that it's not real. For example.
It's real enough.
You have like 400,000 Twitter followers. Uh-huh. I have like 185,000. Those are really, you know, that would put us in like the top 5%.
Sure.
Of you know, follows. Jake Paul has 4 million.
Yep.
You know, people, for whatever reason, are interested in what he has to say and do.
That's right.
So, all right. I think I have a decent idea. I thought of one thing you said today that doesn't add up. But I could dead wrong. All right, let's fill up the phones. 877-710-ESPN. If you can identify Ramona Shelburne's lie of the day. If you get it right, you get a Vote for Jorge t-shirt, you get a Mason and Ireland t-shirt, and frankly, if you haven't bought your wife or your girlfriend anything for Christmas, think of the look on her face if you give her a Mason and Ireland t-shirt for Christmas. And think of the new girlfriend you'll be able to get after she breaks up with you. All right, we'll see if... and somebody just sent me a note saying Dalvin Cook. I don't know if this is true. I haven't researched it. But saying that it's possible Dalvin Cook is unvaccinated. And if he is, he has to sit 10 days no matter what. So that means there would be zero chance of Dalvin Cook playing against the Rams on Sunday. Cook just showed up on the COVID-19 list. So for Rams fans, you may probably most likely won't see Dalvin Cook on Sunday. All right, Momo's Lie of the Day next. Game of Games still to come. Mason and Ireland, ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right. Half hour to go. Last show of the year before Christmas. By the way, Mason and I will be back on Monday. So those will be our final two shows of the year, Monday and Tuesday.
Hey, you guys are good together. I was listening to you driving around. I was like, you guys are good together. You should do the show more often, you know?
Well, we're trying. we might be. Like, the reason I'm going to do the show Monday and Tuesday is that for safety precautions, because so many people are getting COVID, Michael and I are going to do those two Laker games in Memphis and Houston from a studio in L.A.
I know you love that.
Just a place. Well, it's not ideal, but yeah. It is what it is. I'm just kind of like tonight. I'm doing the game with Chris McGee. That'll be fun. I've been friends with Geeter for a long time.
Yeah,
Michael's still in the protocol. Sliwa, Alan Sliwa is going to do the show on or do the game on Saturday. So got a lot to look forward to. Okay, it is time for Lie of the Day. Greg, I thought about it, and I came up with one. I'm not going to say what it is. Did you come up with one?
So I came up with one, except that now that I think about it, she might have told me the story before.
So you don't think you have it? Jorge, I don't think I got it. You think you got it?
No, I got nothing, actually.
Okay, let's see. What we'll do here is we'll take three calls. If no one gets it, we'll have Momo give a hint. We're going to start with Min in L.A. Hey, Min, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
All right, good. What was Ramona's lie of the day?
I think Ramona's lie of the day is the fact that she said that her and her husband watched Love Actually for the last 10 Christmas.
Okay. I believed that story. Ramona, is that the lie of the day?
No, that's not the lie. We always watch it. We're going to watch it tonight.
Yeah,
every year.
Yeah, we do that too. Well, you're going to watch it tomorrow night, right? Or
I think tonight, actually. Okay, no, I think tonight. Yeah.
All right, so that gives Tom in Chino Hills a chance. Hey, Tom, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing great.
All right, Tom, what's Ramona's lie of the day?
I believe it's when she said she went into Staples with her sunglasses on.
Yes, you got it!
Tom, brilliant!
That was good!
Oh, my gosh. Ramona, that totally stumped me.
I sold that one, huh?
I thought there was no way your parents would let you go to Europe by yourself.
Oh, no. I went with my friend, and then we ditched each other
right,
for a week.
Right, but then you split. But, yeah. Hey, Tom,
that's the one that I thought it was, but I think you've told me that story before.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Great, good lie, Momo.
Yeah,
way to go, Tom.
That was a good job,
now,
Tom.
Now,
nice.
Tom, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so when you give your wife the Vote for Jorge and Mason and Ireland t-shirts, just in case, Tom, just in case, have another maybe nicer gift on hand so she won't get too disappointed, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Hey, hang on. Bergman's going to get some of your info. Momo, I never thought about the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, that's not you. Mason would do that.
I
Max
wouldn't walk
would
into
that.
Staples Center with some Ray-Bans.
That's a very good lie. I totally bought that. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That was good. And then it was dark inside. I sold that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like the lie of the day. It's sort of like I'm really not a good liar in real life. Like but it's easier to do when I'm not in the studio. When I'm home and I'm just sitting here, I'm literally in my childhood bedroom over at my parents' house.
Right.
Okay. And it's just me staring at the old chest of drawers here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's way easier to lie.
All right, so I came to a conclusion yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. I do not think there is anyone on the planet Earth who is worse at wrapping presents than I am.
Ooh.
I've never learned the skill, but I never pass it off. I always do the wrap. I wrapped, let me look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wrapped 8 presents the other day, and not one of these is a good wrap job. Like, they either have too much wrapping paper or not enough. How are you at wrapping?
Can you send us a picture?
Yeah, hold on one second.
All right.
Ramona, how are you at wrapping
presents? I think I'm pretty good. Like, the flaw in my game is that I save everything to the last minute, and then I have to do it kind of fast. So if you go fast, a lot of times you get a little sloppy. You know, you don't quite leave enough. But I think I'm pretty good. But, John, the fact that you're – okay, first of all, you're a boy. Okay, no offense, but you're a boy and you can wrap anything is pretty good. Like Nevin doesn't even try. He just puts it in a bag.
Geeter just sent me a text. I'm worse. We can discuss tonight. All right, Jorge, I'm sending you a picture of this wrapped up. As you'll see, there's like way too much wrapping paper. It's ripped. It looks like a 3-year-old wrapped this.
Hey, hey, that's the excuse I use, John. Like I wrapped them so bad. Wait. I said Mike did it.
Yeah, there's no way you guys can be worse than this. But I don't pass the buck. If you zoom in on that picture I just sent you, Jorge, you'll notice that at the right end of that photo, there's like a complete fold over of way more paper than you need.
Yeah.
On the left end, I just bunched it up like it's trash. And there's a giant rip in the middle on the seam where the person can rip in there. That's a typical John Ireland wrap job.
This is awful, John.
John, is this like a normal shaped object or is it a weird shaped object? That's the only excuse you can give me for this.
No excuse.
Is that Mason's hoodie?
No. You know, like sometimes there's like weird, you know, it's like a children's toy, so it's weird.
No, you know what it is? It's a like a baseball hat and a t-shirt. It could also be much less wrapping paper than that too.
Yeah.
Just focus, John. You can do it.
I did, Greg, and I cut off as much paper as I thought I needed. And as you can see, I have way more paper than I need.
Yeah.
But I probably I just don't know what I'm doing. I can't imagine that anyone is worse at this than I am.
Want me to give you a tip how to make it easier?
Sure, anything.
Make it look like a candy. Everything in the middle and then on the sides, you wrap like a candy inside.
Jorge, you don't think if I was capable of doing that I would try and execute that plan?
I'll send you a picture tonight, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if anybody sends me a picture that's worse than that, I'll be shocked. All right, coming up next, Game of Games. Bergman, it's my game.
So, I think you got to tweet this out, this just so people can see how.
Well, Jorge will do it.
The standings.
Yeah. What is the standings of Game of Games? Because since I'm out of it, this is critical for you, Ramona, and Jorge, right?
Right. So Mason has 6 because he won yesterday. I have 4. Ireland, you have 4. Momo has 3. Jorge has 1. Clinton has 1, and BCam has 1.
How many do you have?
Me, I have 4.
All right, so you would tie Mason for first.
Yes.
And Ramona would be knocking on the door.
Well, then Ramona would be in second. She would be one behind Mace.
Oh, if that's the case, Momo, if you're one behind Mace,
we're
bringing you in Tuesday over the phone to play Game of Games.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah,
but you
got to
win today. You got to win today. Okay, my game, we'll play it next. Game of Games for the last time before Christmas. Jorge against Greg against Momo, and it's worth 2 because it's one of the last 5 days of the month. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA. All right, time for Gaming Games, and it's very close. It's very close this month. Bergman has 4. Momo has 3. Jorge has 1 or 2, Greg?
Jorge has 1.
1.
All right, so Jorge, you need this to stay alive.
Yeah.
Momo, you would go into second place and buy yourself a chance to win it on Tuesday.
Woo!
Greg, you would tie Mason for the lead.
Correct.
All right, so here we go. It's time for a game of who has more.
Oh,
I'll give you 2 choices. You tell me which one has more.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Jorge, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Who has more Grammy Awards, Taylor Swift or Lady Gaga?
Taylor Swift.
Greg.
Taylor Swift.
Momo.
I am also going to say Taylor Swift.
All 3 of you? Incorrect.
That's
what?
Crazy.
Lady
that
Gaga,
right.
12.
Wow.
Taylor Swift, 11.
Oh. Wow. Okay, wow. It's close. All right.
Yeah. All right.
You blew
it. Momo, we start with you. Or no, Greg, I'm sorry, it's you. Who has more Twitter followers? Chris Morales or Jorge Briones?
Ooh, this is close.
It is close.
I'm going to say Morales.
Okay. Momo.
I am going to say Jorge.
Okay. Jorge.
Oh, I'm going to say Chris.
Jorge, you should have bet on yourself. Jorge has a little more than 2,000. Morales has a little more than 1,500.
I just thought he was getting more of a push. You
and
know?
Momo takes the lead.
All right.
All right. Momo, you go first on this one.
Okay.
And this is super close. Who has more career strikeouts, Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander?
Ooh.
By the way, one of these guys has 7 more than the other one. Scherzer or Verlander?
Okay. I'll say Verlander.
Okay. Jorge.
Verlander.
Greg.
Scherzer.
Greg, good to go the other way. Scherzer has 3,020. Verlander has 3,013.
Right,
so Greg won, Ramona won, Jorge yet to scratch. Jorge, back to you.
Okay.
Who has more career assists, Rajon Rondo or Russell Westbrook?
Huh.
I'll say Rondo.
Okay. Greg.
Westbrook.
Momo.
I will also say Westbrook.
The answer is Russell Westbrook. He has a little more than 8,300. Rondo has a little more than 7,400. Both very good. All right, Greg 2, Momo 2, Jorge, yet to scratch. Aye, aye. Bergman, you go first.
Okay, ready.
Which show had more Emmy nominations for Best Drama?
Ooh.
The Sopranos or Mad Men?
Ooh, they both had about the same amount
this
of seasons.
This is interesting.
Yeah, they're separated by one. Wow. Sopranos or Mad Men?
I think the more actors on Sopranos. I'm going to go Sopranos.
Okay, Ramona.
I will say Mad Men.
Jorge.
Sopranos.
Ramona takes the lead. Mad Men 8, Sopranos 7.
All right,
Momo, you go first.
Oh, I can win.
Two left and then a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
Ramona, who had more career touchdowns, Tony Gonzalez or Antonio Gates?
Ooh.
And it's very close.
Gates.
Jorge.
Gonzalez.
Bergman.
I think Gates passed him, so Gates.
The answer is Antonio Gates.
Yes!
Jorge, I'm going to leave you in the competition because you're going for the Curtis. You are 0-7.
Poor Jorge.
And if we were playing Keno, Jorge, I'd give you your money back.
Well,
Ramona, you have to go first. And Greg, kay. You have to go different than Ramona.
Of course.
Because you're down 4-3.
Right.
All right?
All right.
Who has more Oscar nominations?
Ugh.
Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet? Momo, who has more?
I'm going to say Leo.
Jorge.
I'm going to go Kate.
Greg.
Yeah, actually was going to say Kate the whole time.
We're tied. Kate Winslet. Jorge, you're
How
off
many
the schneid.
Yeah.
Greg has 4. Ramona has 4, which makes this tiebreaker super tight.
Here we go, Momo.
Okay. If you combine the career hits of Albert Pujols and Mike Trout.
Oh,
man.
How many total hits do you get? Bergman, you first. Albert Pujols and Mike Trout, how many total hits do you get?
All right, I don't want to go too. Is it close without going over?
Yes.
Okay. Then I am going to go with.
Need a number.
5,003.
5,003. Ramona, basically you're deciding whether to go higher or lower here if you play this right. What is your guess? Combined hits of Albert Pujols and Mike Trout.
$1, Bob.
I think I'm going to win.
The correct answer, 4,720.
No!
Yes! Momo into second place. Boy, that was hard fought.
Oh,
that was very good.
I was pretty close, actually.
Almost a spectacular comeback.
Wow. That was good job, Momo. You got 5
you
now.
You went a little too high. I think you should have gone like 4,500.
I knew he had over 3. I knew Pujols had over 3,000.
Here's the breakdown. Pujols, 3,301.
Yeah.
Trout, 1,419.
Yeah. See, I knew he was I thought he was right around 2,000. Yeah.
Dang it. Yeah, it was not a bad guess. And Momo, that puts you right behind Mason. Now, so the standings now read what, Greg?
Mason 6, Momo 5, Bergman 4, Ireland 4, Jorge 1, Clinton 1, Cam 1.
All right, so Momo, the only way we don't call you on Tuesday is if Mason wins on Monday.
No, it's his game. It's Mason's game on Monday.
Oh, so wait, should we call Momo Monday?
Well,
are you around Monday afternoon, Momo?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah, what time you got? Yeah.
Well, Mason can't win.
Right, but that's a good chance for Ramona.
No matter what, Momo can still win on Tuesday because if me, you, or
Jorge, that's right. Okay, so Ramona, we won't back you up. So it's Tuesday. We need you Tuesday right around this time. Okay, so let me get everybody ready for what's coming up. Lakers Spurs tonight at what we still call Staples Center. It's the last time we're going to be able to call the building Staples Center. After tonight's game, it switches to the Crypto.com arena. Ramona, how many times roughly on Saturday when I call the Christmas Day game do you think I'll make a mistake and say Staples?
Four.
I think that's a good over under. I think it's a good over under. Tonight, I'll be doing the game with Chris McGee, my buddy from Spectrum Sportsnet. That should be a lot of fun. Geeter and I have known each other for years and are both diehard Laker fans, so that'll be fun. And then Saturday, I'm doing the game with Sliwa. While Michael is out on health and safety protocols, reminder, Rams game, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. And all these games I'm talking about, Greg, are on ESPN LA, right? We're not farming any of these out. It's 7:10 tonight for the Lakers, 7:10 Sunday morning for the Rams, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So all these games are on 7:10 ESPN. Mason and I will be back Monday to do the last two shows of the year, Monday and Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we will bring Ramona in to play Game of Games. Everyone except Jorge is still alive.
I want to give you some hope, Jorge. I used to be awful at Game of Games. Awful. Like, I mean, I think I've missed every single one before.
I took 3 months in a row.
Yeah. Jorge is actually pretty good. You just had an off month. But for Momo to win a month would be really significant for her to win the last month of the year. So that's coming up Monday. Mason and I will be back together for the last two shows of the year. Most of all, we hope you have a safe and merry Christmas if you can in any way. Don't go out. And if you go out, wear a mask. It is super contagious out there. Just while we've been sitting here today, we found out about two more of the Laker beat writers who have gone onto the protocol list. Trevor Ariza went on it today. Our friend Tanisha Cooper over at the Lakers went on it today. We wish get well soon to all these guys. Trudell's in it. Michael's in it. Momo, do me a favor and stay off of the protocol list, would you please?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay home. just watch on TV.
Smart. All right. Merry Christmas to everybody. We will talk to you guys on Monday. First post-Christmas show of Mason in Ireland. Thanks, Momo. 7:10 ESPN.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.